It's not the physical movement which brings the effect about. It's the inner movement, and the body follows this movement. Let's arrive at ourselves, everybody in his or her own center. I feel the realm of my heart, my chest, my breath. And then I just let go inwardly. I feel down through my body, through my legs, into the earth. And I discover that without me doing it, forces come about which start to carry my body, which make it feel big, tall, and me being carried by it. And let your breath react. And this exercise is already a preparation. It's already leading us towards the I, the E, yeah? And we just repeat it very simple to directly go into the ERO exercise, yeah? Just in the body, not doing it very, not using a lot of our arms, but feel free to do it the way you want to do it. So again, feel your center. Go down through your body and let your uprightness arise by itself. Feel your feet, but also feel your head and your forehead. Then start to feel your back, your shoulder blades, and this pull which makes you lean backwards, but feel carried also when leaning backwards, as if pushing against a cushion. And then just by going down from your heart, through your legs, through your body, you discover that the lower part of your body just loves to move forward, and then stay connected with your inner forces and discover it's like the pole of a street light that is there, and you are just held from within. And even if the wind comes and shakes you, you can feel this pole of the street lamp. And then let your back bring you back into the center. Feel your uprightness and let your breath react. If you like, make a little step backward or forwards, or just relax on the place where you stand. And now we do it once again, and we allow our arms to follow what we experience. Not just to express it, but really to be led by what we experience. So just we go down through our body, feel the uprightness which comes from that, feel the rootedness, feel our forehead, our skull. We feel the back, and we open the arms a little bit, and the back of the hands feels the space behind. And the gesture of ah just comes into appearance by itself. Yeah? And if we carry it from behind, we can lean against something very soft and cozy. From our heart, we inwardly go down. And this slowly brings us forwards, and the forces which have carried us from behind, they follow us, they just come around. We feel the street pole from within of the lamp, and this, what was a cushion, is just encompassing us like a nice, beautiful coat. Wings, feathers. We let the breath react and let go. And again, let your breath react, relax on the place you stand on, or do a little step. We do the last time to connect this ERO exercise with the experience of the AU, and the U normally just wants to go somewhere. It brings you us on the toes and really nearly makes us fall. In this energy, we really experience the oh want to go on after a while. We just bring it back into our body and let us make upright and tall, that we feel the ooh, yeah, in our body, yeah, coming out of the whole process. Yeah. Okay, last time. I'm centered. I let go. I become tall. I feel my back, my arms, experience the awe, my shoulders feel supported by the space behind. And then inwardly we go down, and while we go down, the space behind, like wings, follows us. It makes this beautiful, beautiful light-filled circle around us. We feel this lamp. And after a while, this energy within us becomes bigger and wants to share, wants to go to others, wants to throw us into the world. And this energy we take into our body, into our being, connecting us with far down and far above. And let your breath react within this strong posture. And feel your tallness, feel your breath, feel your body. Okay. Then we did this little out gesture, au, and we started at the hand, at the heart, and slowly we opened the arms like the beginning of an R, but let it transform into an O, and then brought the hands back to our heart, ooh, and really entering our inner space, yes, and let go. Stay centered here in your heart. And now we can just go through a few steps. And the first step would be, when we do the ooh, we create a current which takes the body along and which leans us back. We do it again afterwards, and then when the current comes, we use our body in a way that we feel the counter current, and the current which comes in actually brings the body forward. In the third step, we create a balance between those two currents. So first step would be, I turn again. The coming in with the U takes us along, and we allow the body to be taken along. Start at the heart. Ah, oh, and use your hands to create this current. Ooh. And try that you don't lean back yourself, but the current is taking you back. And let go. Just come back to the center. Second step, same intention, maybe even stronger, but the body just experiences the counter current and by itself starts to move forward. The stronger I push or pull back with my hands. Ah. Oh. Pull, ooh. And let go. That's an ordinary experience. When you pull a rope, it pulls you forward. Huh? So it's just happening in the body the same. And now we do it in a way that we feel we are not falling forward, and we take this energy in a way that an uprightness comes about between those two currents. And just try what to experience, what happens within this emerging uprightness, which is not the E uprightness, but more an U uprightness which comes about. Just stand the way you want to stand. Prepare for the for the start of the au. And don't stretch yourself. Try that the streaming in and streaming forward creates this. Feel the space which comes about in your center through this. Feel the height. Feel the depth you are open towards to. And let your breath react. After having arrived and or dealt with this center, we can go to this aspect of the how is this the sign of the sun, with the dot in the middle and the circle around. And it's not like with the moon quality that we care for the space in between, but that we are center and periphery, a force relationship which does not need matter in between. So we can, let's start out there directly. Both would be possible. We just go out there and we just feel this surrounding. We feel us in a plane, but we feel also the circle around us, circle of good energy. And then we come in and the circle slowly diminishes and my center comes into appearance. Oh, I feel my center. But suddenly I observe the circumference too. I have both. Then I decide to go out. My center diminishes. I approach the surrounding circle. There it is. And my center reappears. I have both. I let the periphery go. It slowly disappears, slowly my center appears, becomes strong, and the periphery, the circle reappears. I have both. I feel the force of both centers. And let your breath react. This fourth exercise was that we had this A and the U and the quality of the O in between. But where was the quality? We did not do an O. We had an A and U, and the A was behind, downwards, letting go, and the U was in front, striving, and it was upwards. And these are two different words. And the O is the energy, the love energy, the warmth energy is what allows us to really penetrate all obstacles. And wow, and then we went through and we have reached this other world. Yeah? And you can experience it. We had just this big circle when we did the arms like this. And you just connect a little bit with this force of this circle. We stand in this circle, sun energy, to go through there. Like a bow going down there under us, allowing us to stream, to penetrate the body and its resistances. Yeah? So I turn and then we do it two times. One time I'm turned and one time I'm frontal in front of the camera. I just reach up over my head as if I could feel the heaven above me. I open up the sky a little bit, wow, and allow things to come and to stream down in my back. Feel my shoulder blades, my hips. I let go. I feel supported from behind. I could stand there like this forever. And then I connect with this energy. Oh, yes, slowly, yes, now I'm there, I'm ready. And now I do the U in this new world. Ooh. And this going up, streaming up, is just bringing me deeper into the earth, connect me deeper with where I am. It's like sinking down into the earth, into presence. And then I let go. Feel my tallness, my breath, my uprightness, my legs. Let's do it one more time with less talking by me. I open up. I feel the space behind. I feel supported. I let go. I go on my path. I arrive in the my connection to the earth becomes deeper despite of streaming upwards. I let go, but the feeling of having grown, of being upright, of being supported stays. Okay, this was a time aspect. And then we had the R and the U at the same time. It was more a spatial aspect. And they took the U first because that's where we want to go to. That should become strong. And the R is just the challenge. Can the U stay despite of all receptiveness the R brings in? And vowels always are heart forces. That's where we begin at the heart. We stream down from the heart, but we feel the structure of the borders of our body. And we feel it in our legs too. And then the arms relax, but the feeling of the ooh, the sensation of ooh stays. And now we allow the arms to create this in-streaming quality. And we feel it in the whole body and defend the experience of the U and develop a perception for both forces and let go. And then we did the yes and no exercise. And this had quite naturally the ideas, yes and no. It has a lot to do with decision making. But then we discovered in the movement of the legs, we have also the quality in it. And the left and right, I feel torn apart because I don't know what to do, is a left and right issue. And that's how we related, or why we related, the quality of the movement towards this decision-making process, towards the thinking process. And in a way, we start feeling our center again, because I mean, that's where we have to decide. And the legs just do it. And we just have the feeling we feel into the dimension of left and right, and the left foot follows into this dimension, slowly comes forward and we place it. Yes. And then we come back. And do the same with the right foot backwards. And we don't need the hands, it's just that we notice our middle system becomes wide and feels into this two-dimensional space. I become wide. The feet and the space of thinking. They take all the arguments we found along with them, nothing gets lost, and they place them. And they firmly stand there, no, and my heart can express its value to the others in front of me. And come back to the center. We do it one more time just to experience the qualities, and then we take the pause. Feel my uprightness, my middle system. I feel into left and right. My left foot just starts to experience the left space, brings all arguments with it, places it. I feel the area of my heart. I come back to the center, just let go. Gathering arguments, taking them along, placing them, yes, being upright, being present in my heart. I let go, return to my center. I let my breath react. I feel my body, I feel my legs. My uprightness. My feet. The difference between my left foot and my right foot. If I don't look at it like this, I wouldn't notice any difference, but when I look at the difference, I notice a difference.